Chapter 3 Two Birds. Footnote: Brahman and Soul, or the Supreme Self and the Embodied Individual Self. End of footnote. Of the same kind and inseparable as friends, cling to the same tree. Footnote: Human body. End of footnote. One of them eats the sweet fruit. The other looks on without eating. On the same tree sits a man immersed in sorrows and grieving for his own impotence. But when he sees the other lord contented and realizes his glory, then his grief melts away. When the seer sees the brilliant maker and master of the world as the person who has his source in Brahman, then he is wise, and shaking off good and bad, he reaches the highest oneness, free from passions. For he is the breath shining forth in all beings. He who understands this becomes truly wise, not a babbler anymore. He revels in the self, he delights in the self, and having performed his works, truthfulness, austerity, meditation, etc., he rests, firmly established in Brahman, the best of those who know Brahman. By truthfulness, indeed, by austerity, right knowledge, and abstinence, must that self in the body be gained. The self which spotless anchorites gain is pure and like a light within the body. The true prevails, not the untrue. By the true, that path is laid out, the way of the divines, on which the old sages, satisfied in their desires, proceed to where there is that highest place of the true one. That true Brahman shines forth grand, divine, inconceivable, smaller than small. It is far beyond what is far, and yet near here. It is hidden in the cave of the heart, in those who can see it even here. He is not apprehended by the eye, or by speech, nor by the other senses, not by penance or good works. When a man's nature has become purified by the serene light of knowledge, then he sees him, meditating on him as without parts. That subtle self is to be known by thought in bodies where breath has entered fivefold. Footnote: Prana, life or vital force, is said to have entered the body in the form of breath of five different forms: upward, downward, one which is withheld, and two of those related to food and drink. End of footnote. For every thought of men is interwoven with the senses. And when thought is purified, then the self arises. Whatever world a man of purified nature envisages in his mind, and whatever desires he cherishes for himself or for others, that world he conquers and those desires he obtains. Therefore, let everyone who desires happiness revere the man who knows the self. He, the knower of the self, knows that highest abode of Brahman, in which all is contained and shines brightly. The wise who, free of desire, worship that person, transcend this world in which inheres the seed of growth, decay, and regeneration. He who lets in desires in his mind, fancying them as worthy, is born again through his desires here and there. But to him whose desires are fulfilled and who is conscious of the true self within himself, all desires vanish, even here on earth. That self cannot be gained by the Veda, nor by understanding, nor by much learning. He whom the self chooses, by him the self can be gained. To him the self reveals its own nature. Nor is that self to be attained by one who is destitute of strength, or devoid of earnestness, or devoid of rightly aimed austerities. But for a man who strives after it by those means, if he is a knower, his self enters the home of Brahman. When they have reached the self, the seers become filled with knowledge. They are immersed in the self, their passions have passed away, and they are tranquil. The wise, having reached the all-pervading one everywhere, ever in contemplation of the self, enter into him wholly. Having well ascertained the object of the knowledge of the Vedanta, and having purified their nature by the yoga of renunciation, all anchorites, enjoying the highest immortality, become free at the time of the great end, death, in the worlds of Brahma. Then the 15 parts, footnote, the 15 parts are the 5 sense organs, 5 organs of action, mind, intellect, eye, consciousness, chitta, and vital breath. End of footnote. Enter into their respective elements, and the devas, the senses, into their corresponding devas, powers. One's deeds and self, with all its knowledge, become all one in the highest imperishable. As the flowing rivers disappear into the sea, losing their name and their form, thus a wise man, freed from name and form, goes to the divine person, who is greater than the great. He who knows that highest Brahman becomes Brahman. In his family, no one is born ignorant of Brahman. He crosses sorrow. He overcomes sin. Free from the fetters of the heart, he becomes immortal. And this is declared by the following Rig verse. Let a man tell this science of Brahman to those only who have observed all necessary disciplines, who are versed in the Vedas, and firmly established in the lower Brahman, who themselves offer oblation to the one Rishi, Agni, full of faith, and by whom the rite of carrying fire on the head has been performed, according to the rule of the Atharvanas. This is the truth. The Rishi Angiras declared it in the days of yore. Let none who has not performed the proper rites read this. Salutation to the great seers. Salutation to the great seers. Salutation to the great seers.